We like most Sundays to bring a prophecy update showing you how news and trends in the world corroborate the centuries-old prophecies found in the Bible. Syria is big news. You're aware of that, I'm sure. According to CNN.com, the U.S. and its allies are considering launching strikes on Syria in response to deadly attacks. The U.S. said there was undeniable proof of a chemical attack in Syria on Monday. UN chemical weapons inspectors are investigating in Damascus. The UN team came under sniper fire as they tried to visit an area west of the city on Monday. Russia and China have stepped up their warnings against military intervention in Syria, with Moscow saying any such action would have catastrophic consequences for the region. A senior Syrian official is quoted as saying, "If the U.S. strikes Damascus, we will set Tel Aviv on fire." To which Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu has said, "We will respond fiercely." Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Abbas Araghchi indicated it was equally resolved to defend Syria. He said, "We want to strongly warn against any military attack in Syria. There will definitely be perilous consequences for the region. These complications and consequences will not be restricted to Syria. It will engulf the whole region." Could this be what Isaiah saw in the Old Testament thousands of years ago? It's Isaiah 17, verses 1 through 3. "This message came to me concerning Damascus. Look, Damascus will disappear. It will become a heap of ruins. The cities of Aroer will be deserted. Sheep will graze in the streets and lie down unafraid. There will be none to chase them away." Jeremiah chapter 49 contains a similar prophecy about Damascus, the capital city of Syria. Those prophecies have never been completely fulfilled. Damascus is one of the oldest continuously inhabited cities on earth. It has been attacked, besieged, and conquered, but has never been completely destroyed and left uninhabited the way that Isaiah says it will be. But that is exactly what the Bible says is going to happen. Now, the context of Isaiah 17 and Jeremiah 49 are a series of end times prophecies dealing with God's judgments on Israel's neighbors and her enemies leading up to and through the Great Tribulation. I'm not saying that what we are witnessing in the news this morning is the fulfillment of these prophecies in Isaiah or Jeremiah. I'm saying it could be, or it could lead to that. And I am saying that it is exactly what you would expect to be happening in the world from even a casual reading of the Bible. If you're reading your Bible, reading prophecy literally, and you came to Isaiah 17 or this passage in Jeremiah, you would think there's coming a time when there will be warfare in Syria that leads to the destruction and annihilation of Damascus. And so let's keep our eyes on that city. And of course, the eyes of the world are on it today because of the turmoil and the conflict there. Now, as we look to the Middle East, keep looking up as well. Jesus promised to return imminently to resurrect and rapture the church before the Great Tribulation begins. Are you ready for the rapture? If not, you need to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.